愿大家平安。
May peace be with you this evening.
在我们这个礼拜的读经进度里面。
In this week's daily Bible reading.
我们有包括诗篇的126篇。
We have read Psalm 126.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习诗篇106篇。
So tonight,
126篇。
So tonight, we'd like to share a topic of Psalm 126 with everyone.
好，请我们来看诗篇的126篇。
Let's please turn to Psalm 126.
126篇第一节。
Verse 1. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream.
这个地方说，神将被掳，带回到锡安的时候，他们好像做梦的人。
In this verse it says, when the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream.
为什么会像做梦？
Why is it like those of a dream?
因为这是从来他们不敢想象的事情。
Because this is something that they had never fathomed.
所以好像做梦一样。
So it is like that of dreaming up a dream.
那但是因为神有大能力。
But because the Lord has great power.
所以第二节下面说神为他们行了大事。
That is why in the latter half of verse 2, it says the Lord has done great things for them.
所以人的梦想也可以实现。
So that is how man's dreams are able to come true.
那如果没有神的大能力，梦想只是梦想，现实是现实，这两个是不一样的。
Then if you don't have the Lord's great power, then what is a dream will stay as a dream and will not become a reality.
但是如果神的大能力彰显，梦想就可以变成事实。
And if there is Lord's great power amongst them, then dreams may come true.
好像当初彼得被关到监牢里面。
Such as when Peter was imprisoned.
脚镣、手扣都扣住了。
He was in chains and his feet and hands.
但是教会为他很迫切的祷告。
But the church fervently prayed for him.
祷告到半夜。
They prayed till midnight.
忽然地大震动。
That is when there was a great earthquake.
监牢门开了。
And in the prison, the jail cell opened.
然后脚镣、手链都掉下去。
And the chains on his feet and hands were they're undone.
天使把彼得带到外面。
And then the angel had brought Peter out.
彼得以为在做梦。
Peter had thought he was in a dream.
到了外面才醒过来，哎，这不是梦啊。
Then he had come outside and realized that wasn't a dream.
这是事实。
This is a reality.
因为他从来没有想过，怎么脚镣手扣，门都关得很紧，可以跑到外面来。
Because he never had ever thought that while he was shackled, that he could actually become free.
但是神的大能力透过人迫切的祷告就显明出来。
But then, through God's great power, it is allowing a dream to become a reality.
因为神有工作要叫他做。
Because the Lord has great work for him to do.
要他去传生命的道。
That is to preach the gospel of life.
让很多人因为这个福音来得到这个道理。
So allowing others
得到生命
to receive the life through this gospel.
所以今天我们有很多的理想。
So today we have many thoughts.
如果这个理想是能够彰显神的荣耀。
And so if these thoughts can really emulate the glory of God.
我们努力祷告，这些理想都会实现。
Then these dreams can really become reality.
那这个126篇的第一节在提到以色列百姓历史的两件大事。
So in verse 1 of chapter 126, you see that there are two great things that happened.
一个是被掳，另外一个是归回。
One is captivity and one was to be brought back.
这是两件大事。
These are two great things.
那这个两件大事里面，我们可以看到人性的弱点，也可以看到神性的完美。
So in these two great things, we can see the weakness of man and the wondrousness of God.
因为如果 没有事情发生，有时候我们真的不了解自己。
Because if things don't happen, then we don't really understand who we are.
那如果没有事情发生，有时候我们真的也很难了解神。
Then if things or events don't occur, it's hard for us to really understand God.
所以在生活中很多事情发生。
So in our lives, many things will happen.
啊，我们跟神就开始有一个互动。
And then we sort of have a sort of movement.
Interaction
with God.
那个时候我们就了解自己，我们也认识了神。
And so then we realize that we understand ourselves and we also understand God.
那为什么会被掳呢？
So how come they were held captive?
如果我们看申命记三十章。
If we look at Deuteronomy chapter 30,
摩西只把以色列百姓带到迦南地旁边。
Moses had brought the Israelites to the side of Canaan.
但是那个时候他已经预言以色列百姓会被掳。
Moses had already prophesied at the time that the Israelites would be held captive.
我们看申命记三十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 30,
第一节经读。
Verse 1.Now it shall come to pass when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God drives you.
第二节。
Verse 2. And you return to the Lord your God and obey his voice, according to all that I command you today, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul.
第三节。
Verse 3, that the Lord your God will bring you back from captivity and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where the Lord your God has scattered you.
所以我们看到摩西还没有死，他已经知道以色列百姓会被掳。
Before death, Moses had known the Israelites would be held captive.
为什么？
Why?
因为在申命记的前面，他有提到以色列百姓叫迦南地以后，土产增加，房子盖好，生活舒服，他们就离开了神。
So in the beginning of Deuteronomy, it was recorded that as Israelites entered Canaan, and well, Israelites had lived in a very lucrative lifestyle, and they got comfortable, and then they forgot God.
为什么会离开神？
Why did they leave God?
因为觉得我不需要神，我也活得很好。
Because they think, I can still live fine without God.
当一个人有这样感觉的时候，他的心已经离开了神。
When man has this
已经开始离开神。
When man has this inkling of an idea, they have already started to leave God.
所以这个是人性的一个软弱。
So this is a weakness of human nature.
那人离开神会跑去哪里呢？
So if man leaves God, where would they go?
就会被社会的文化影响。
They would be swept away by the trends of society.
那社会的文化是什么？拜偶像。
The cultural trends are to obey idols.
那这就得罪了神了。
And this is going against God.
所以以色列人被掳，这是人性弱点的一个具体表现。
So this captivity is almost like a low point in man.
人常常忘记神的恩典。
That is because man often forgets the blessing or grace from God.
常常容易被我们外面的这个环境所影响。
Man can often be influenced by the surroundings and the environment.
所以人常常会违背神。
And that is why man will turn away from God.
那到底神怎么来看他的百姓呢？
Then how does the Lord view his own people?
我们看以赛亚书四十九章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 49.
以赛亚书的四十九章。
Isaiah chapter 49.
十四节。
Verse 14. Verse 14. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me,and the Lord has forgotten me.
15节。
Verse 15. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you.
16节。
Verse 16. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me.
这个地方说，14节说，西安说，神离弃了我，神忘记了我。
In verse 14, it says, Zion said, Lord has forsaken me and has forgotten me.
当他们在巴比伦很痛苦的时候，他们真的是感觉到神离开了我。
When they were in pain in Babylon, they thought that the Lord had left them.
神不要他们。
The Lord doesn't want them anymore.
甚至他们觉得神忘记了我。
They thought that the Lord had forgotten them.
那这样子就没有希望了。神离开，神又忘记，那就没有希望了。
They have no hope because the Lord had left them. There's just no hope.
啊，因为如果神忘记，神就不会回来了。
If the Lord forgets, then if people forget, then the Lord won't come back.
哦，那十五节。
Verse 15.
这里说，妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴和不怜恤她所生的儿子呢？
Verse 15, can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb?
只有忘记的我却不忘记你。
Surely they will not forget. They may forget, yet I will not forget you.
妇人不容易忘记小孩子啊。
A woman, a mom, a mother cannot forget her child.
但是有时候也会发生啊，有时候有一次聚完会，怎么两个小孩子没有人在，他妈妈忘记了，回去了。
There was a time when there were two children that were left stranded and the mother had forgotten and left and went home. But the mother actually came back to pick them up because she actually forgot them.
所以, 人有时候会忘记了,
man,
最亲爱的小孩,
man may forget sometimes the closest of their own children.
这里说, 他吃奶的婴孩,
this is the son that takes milk from her.
所以这个吃奶的婴孩就是说他自己不会独立，他没有办法照顾自己。
This nursing child is unable to take care of himself.
这个是他一定需要母亲的。
He or she needs his or her mother.
那如果妇人忘记了，那这个小孩子就结果就很不好了。
If the mother forgets, then the child is in a helpless state.
但是这里说我却不忘记你。
But then over here it says, yet I will not forget you.
天上的神不会忘记我们。
Our Heavenly Father will not forget us.
所以这个以赛亚书到四十章以后就是在预告神对他们的怜悯。
In Isaiah, when you get to around the chapter 40s, it's when the Lord is giving them a warning or preparing them.
神对他们怜悯。
That is, the Lord is there to forgive them or show mercy on them.
Yeah.所以神没有忘记他们，虽然他们在巴比伦受苦，神没有忘记他们。
So the Lord has not forgotten them, even though they experienced sorrow and pain in Babylon.
所以有时候我们在信仰生活当中啊，常常也会感觉到，一祷告好像神都不听，是不是神忘记了我
？Today in our lives, sometimes when we pray, we might think that the Lord had forgotten about us.
在神眼中啊，我们比妇人怀里面的婴孩更宝贵。
In God's eyes, we are even more precious than a child of the womb.
所以他不会忘记我们。
So that is why he will not forget us.
因此在被掳当中，神还是心在他们身上。
In the midst of captivity, the Lord's heart is still on us.
那怎么会神带领他们回来呢？
How is it the Lord guided them back?
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important event.
我们现在看耶利米书的二十九章。
Now let's look at Jeremiah chapter 29.
耶利米书的二十九章。
Jeremiah chapter 29.
第十节、十一节。
Verse 10 and 11.
请你读。
10. For thus says the Lord,After 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place. 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
这个十一节特别讲啊，神向以色列百姓所怀的意念是平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
The Lord spoke toward the Israelites and said that the thoughts he has are of peace and not of evil.
有哪一个父母希望自己的孩子受苦呢？
Which parent out there wants to see their own children experience harm?
很多父母在孩子受苦的时候都想说我如果能够带他受苦，但不晓得多好。
And so what would you think when there's a parent out there that says, I want my child to go through bitterness, how good would that be?
神对我们的意念也是一样的。他对我们的意念呢，最重要不是降灾祸，是要赐平安。
Actuality, we are just like God. God wants us to not be under that period of bitterness.
那如果神不是要降灾祸给他们，那为什么被掳呢？
So, if the Lord didn't want them to be in such sorrow and bitterness, why is it that they were put under captivity?
所以在第十一节的后面说，叫你们末后有指望。
It says here to give you a future and a hope.
哦，因为除非以色列百姓能够回归向神，把偶像拿掉，不然呢，他们没有办法永久得到神的恩典。
If the Israelites were to able to return back to God and forsake their idols, then they would be able to have the blessings from God.
哦，所以这个灾祸就是被掳，就是最不得已的一个方法，让他们回头。
And this phenomenon of them being under captivity is the most unfathomable or the lowest way for them to come back to God.
但是这一件事最后一定有盼望。
But in this, there is, in the end, hope.
因为这是出于神的爱。
Because this had been from the origin of God's love.
其实他的公义后面是有爱做基础。
And you actually can see the usage of his love from the very beginning.
这个是人跟神不一样的地方。
And this is how man and God are different.
人表面上看起来很公义，其实就是要置人于死地。
Man looks like we are very righteous, but we are not really.
但是神看起来很公义，神到最后那个公义是要让人回头。
But God himself is righteous. In the end, that is what is used to allow man to turn back.
让那个人能够得救。
It is allowing that person to receive salvation.
所以他的公义后面是有慈爱的。
So the purpose or usage of it is that there is love behind it all.
这是神跟人不同的地方。
And that is how man and God are different.
所以末后让你们有指望。
So in the end, to give you a future and a hope.
好，那个盼望什么时候要来到呢？
And so when is that hope going to come?
我们看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you.
然后十三节。
13, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
十四节。
Verse 14, I will be found by you, says the Lord, and will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord.
这个十三节说，你们要寻求我，然后专心寻求，就必寻见。
And that is in 13, it says, you will seek me, you must find me when you search me with all your heart.
要专心寻求神，就必寻见。
You need to seek him and find him with all your heart.
然后十四节更肯定说，我一定要被你们找到。
And in 14 it says, I will be found by you.
那你们如果寻见我的时候，就是你们被掳归回的时候。
It is at this point that you will be brought back from your captivity.
所以他们在被掳当中是很痛苦的。
Yes, captivity was a very painful time.
在诗篇137篇说，他们忘不了耶路撒冷。
In Psalm chapter 137, they said they could not forget Jerusalem.
如果忘不了又回不去，这真的很痛苦。
If you can't forget, and then you also can't make it back to Jerusalem, then that's a very painful feeling.
如果忘得了，就没有痛苦了。
If you can forget it, then there's no pain there.
如果忘不了可以回去，那也痛苦会解除了。
If you can't forget it, but then you have a hope to go back, then there's this hope.
但是忘不了又回不去，因为当时的巴比伦太强了。
If you can't forget and you also can't return back, then the power of Babylon is quite great.
那这就是很痛苦了。
And it's very painful.
那怎么办？
Then what can we do?
在那个时候，人才会专心寻求神。
Then it is at that point when man truly pursues after God.
你很痛苦的时候，很需要神的时候，真的要求神开一条路的时候，我们祷告就会专心。
When you're in the most pain, you really need God, and then in your prayer, you're feeling most fervent and earnest.
有时候我们什么都可以向神答应啊。
Then we can promise God anything.
神啊，你如果开一条路让我离开这个境况。
Lord, if you just open up a path to let me remove myself from this circumstance.
我看过一个弟兄啊，在住院的时候说，他以前聚会的时候都在这个餐厅里面。
There was a brother who was in the hospital, and he had told me that when he was at church, he would always be in the dining hall listening to the sermon.
那有时候聚会都是一半才来。
Or he would come in the latter half of the sermon.
那后来发生的车祸到医院。
And then he had a car accident and entered the hospital.
他说，如果好起来，我一定要准时到，我一定要坐前面。
And then saying to himself, if I'm fully healed, I will sit in the front of the chapel and be on time.
真的，他出院以后，他就来教会。
And that really did happen. He did come to church on time.
而且真的就跑到前面来坐。
And he really did come to the front of the chapel to sit.
但是可惜，过了不多久又跑到后面去了。
But then, unfortunately, he regressed to the back of the chapel.
再过不多久，聚会又迟到了。
But then, after a certain time, he was late again.
所以这个人在最需要神的时候，人什么都可以答应神啊！我一定要怎么样？
When you really need God, you can make all these promises and say, God, I'll do this.
所以这里说，你要专心寻求我，就必寻见。
And it says here that you must really seek me and find me with all your heart.
所以有时候不是神躲起来。
And it's not that the Lord had hid himself.
所以我们在找神的时候，没有办法专心。
When we are finding God, we ourselves cannot concentrate.
很多世上的忧虑。
And then in life, there are so many anxieties.
钱财的迷惑。
Worries and worries about money and riches.
还有厌乐。
And entertainments.
一个头脑里面好多的目标。
And in your head, you find that there are so many purposes and motives.
还没有祷告，什么都忘记了，一祷告，什么都跑出来。
And you haven't even prayed, and you had everything in this mind, and then when you are praying, all these thoughts don't even go away from you.
所以没有办法专心。
So you cannot concentrate.
这是我们现在信仰一个最大的考验。
So right now, this is the biggest test in our faiths.
那专心寻求，就必寻见。
And then when you really concentrate, you'll be able to meet and see God.
那什么叫专心？
What does it mean to be concentrated?
有一天我们告诉神，没有你，我不可以，这样就是专心了。
Lord, well, you're concentrated at the point when you say, Lord, if there isn't you, then I can't move on.
真的，我们在祷告的时候，心里像有一个很深的感觉，没有你，我不行。
Lord,
那就很专心了。
You have this deep feeling in your heart that, Lord, if there is no you, then there is no me.
所以为什么以色列百姓会回来？
Why is it that the Israelites actually returned? Because they used with all their heart to pursue God. And that is how they were able to see God. And so when they were able to meet God, then they were able to have a way to come back. And so when God actually comes to solve a problem, we realize it's actually really simple.
所以在历代志下最后在讲波斯王古列 Cyrus.
Okay, in 2 Chronicles, it talks about King Cyrus.
这个波斯王古列他没有拜天上的神。
This Persian king did not worship the gods of the land.
他神的灵就感动他。
But the Spirit of God actually moved him.
我们现在看。 历代志下最后一章。
Let's look at 2 Chronicles, the last chapter of 2 Chronicles.
历代志下二十三十六章。
2 Chronicles chapter 36.
二十三节。
Verse 23. Now in the first year of Cyrus, the king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he had made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and also put it in writing, saying,
这个22节说神的话激动波斯王。
It is here that the word of the Lord actually compelled Cyrus.
结果他就下命令回去，你们都回去。
And he said, all of you, go home.
所以在以斯拉记的第一章第五节，神激动。
And that is in Ezra, the Lord was stirred up.
结果很多人就要回去。
That is when a lot of people wanted to go home.
然后古列王也供给他们很多的东西，他们就拿回去建殿。
And so there was the kings of the time that are Israelites had taken belongings from so that they can build up again.
所以神在帮助解决我们的困难，有时候那个方法真的我们没有想过。
And so when the Lord helps us and there's a solution, we may not think of this type of solution at all. Our purpose is just to search and pursue Him. Now let's look back at Psalm 126. Psalm 126.
第三节。
Verse 3. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad.
第四节。
Verse 4. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south.
这个第二节讲了啊，说他们回来的时候满口喜笑，满舌欢呼。
And it says that when they came back from captivity, they were in joy and happiness.
第三节说，神为我们行大事，我们就欢喜。
The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad.
所以圣经说，一夜虽然有哭泣，早晨又必欢呼。
And it says that even though there is joy, there is morning and evening, there is joy in the morning.
为什么有哭泣？
Why is that there are mourning and tears?
因为我们所遭遇的真的不是我们想要遇到的。
Because what we have experienced is not what we want to encounter.
但是常常这是神允许它发生的。
But this is sometimes what the Lord mandated to happen.
那为什么早晨又欢呼呢？
But why is there joy in the morning?
因为在这里神为他们行了大事。
Because the Lord has done great things for them.
我们在困难中神的恩典不断。
And in our difficulties, His power does not end.
我们在困难中神的同在很清楚很实在。
And in our difficulties, His abidance is clear.
所以我们就能够有喜乐的心来面对我们生活的困难。
And that is how we can encounter life's difficulties.
所以第四节，神求你使我们被掳的归回，好像南地的河水复流。
Verse 4, bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south.
这是作诗的人一个期待。
The psalmist wrote here of a hope.
所以我们在信仰生活当中，有时候依着神的意思忧愁，这对我们是有好处的。
And so in our Christian lives, when we go through tears and mourning, there is a good purpose behind this.
我们看哥林多后书第七章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多后书的第七章。
2 Corinthians chapter 7.
第七章的第十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10.For godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death.
忧愁有两种。
So sorrow has two types.
一个叫做世俗的忧愁。
That is worldly sorrow.
会让人骨头枯干啊，会让人生病。
Allow us our bones to become dry and us to become sick.
因为这个世俗的忧愁是没有，里面是没有盼望的。
Because worldly sorrow has lack of hope in it.
那依着神的意思忧愁。
But there is a godly sorrow.
英文叫 godly sorrow, 这个非常好的一个字。
And the second type is godly sorrow in English. It's a very good characteristic word.
这个是好的。
This is good.
因为会带给我们属灵的改变，会带给我们属灵的进步。
It leads us to repentance leading to salvation and improvement in us.
所以你看，我们看十一节经读。
Verse 11, for observe this very thing that you sorrowed in a godly matter. What diligence it produced in you? What clearing of yourselves? What indignation? What fear? What vehement desire? What zeal? What vindication?
所以有时候我们觉得自己为什么信这么久灵性不会进步？为什么我们信这么久我们对神对人的爱还是一直没有长进？自己觉得很有一点。忧伤。
We say to ourselves, we believe so long, but how come we have not improved in our faith, and we are very sorrowful about this?
那这样的忧愁到最后会带给我们信仰的成长。
And in this type of sorrow, that is how our faith can be improved.
这是好的。
This is a good thing.
所以不是忧愁都是不好的。
It doesn't mean that when it's sorrowful, it's all bad.
依着神的忧愁带给我们是好的。
Godly sorrow, it brings good.
所以以色列百姓在巴比伦的时候，他们就是依着神的意思忧愁。
So when the Israelites were in Babylon, they went by godly sorrow.
后来神就行大事，把他们带回来，就充满着喜乐。
And that is when the Lord did great things for them and had produced joy.
就看到神的荣耀。
And that is how they saw His glory.
我们现在回来看126篇诗篇。
Let's look at Psalm 126 once again.
诗篇的106篇，126篇。
Psalm 126.
第五节。
Verse 5. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy.
第六节。
Verse 6. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bring his sheaves with him.
第五节说，流泪撒种要欢呼收割。
Verse 5 it says, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy.
那第六节就在解释说，带着种流泪出去的。
That is, verse 6 brings sowing, bearing seed for sowing.
要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
That is that you must rejoicingly bring sheaves back with you.
这个也可以连到我们的教会的宣道工作。
This is indicative of our evangelical work at church.
那个种就是生命的道。
That is, the sowing, or the seed rather, is the gospel.
那带着流泪带着出去撒种。
That as you go forth weeping, being seed for sorrow.
就是付出我们的代价，付出我们的心力。
That is the heart and sweat and tears that we expend to this work.
那要有欢呼欢欢乐乐的要来带着禾捆回来。
And is that joyfully we shall bring back sheaves with us.
所以有时候我们看到弟兄姊妹为着布道工作很努力在祷告。
And then many times we'll see that there are brothers and sisters who pray endlessly for the work of evangelism.
那神就给他们机会。
And then the Lord gives them an opportunity.
找到慕道者带来教会。
That is to find truth seekers to bring them to church.
有的就得圣灵，有圣灵就有新圣灵就有体验。
And that is to have them come, receive Holy Spirit, and have the experience to experience Christ.
那带他来的人呢，就是最喜乐的。
So it is those who they bring that will receive true joy.
因为从心里面我们会觉得我们做了一件很有意义的事情。
Because deep down in our hearts, we know that we did a good thing.
所以喜乐从这里来。
So that is where joy comes from.
我们去爱别人。
That is when we love others.
跟他分享福音。
When we share the gospel with them.
让他看到他得到神的爱。
When we see the type of love they receive from God.
这个就是我们的喜乐。
Then this is our joy.
那这个是神应许给每一个人。
And this is a promise that God has bestowed on every one of us.
我们七月四号在这个地方会有诗歌布道。
On July 4th, Friday, we will have a music camp evangelical service.
我们在准备这件事情有两个方向。
As we prepare for this, there are two approaches.
一个是后勤上logistics.
That first is logistics.
一个是属灵上。
And then secondly is the spiritual preparation.
这两个准备都非常重要。
And both of these are very important.
如果后勤能够准备得很好。
If you can prepare the logistics well.
我们发现我们这那一天会非常有秩序，而且让来的人觉得教会一切都准备得非常好。
You will see that day there is a really smooth process and everything goes well.
因为我们准备的内容会让他觉得来到教会也 have fun.
And then we realized that the content of the preparation is that it resulted in a fun moment.
所以这个是需要的。
So this is necessary.
没有人会被忽略。
But no one would lack from it.
但是如果我们只有后勤的准备，
But if we just do the logistics preparation,
没有属灵的准备，
and we do not prepare spiritually,
你就看到很多人来教会，好像去听一场音乐会。
Then you see a throng of people coming as if they were going to a music concert.
那很多人来教会，好像去了一场什么游园会或者什么 carnival。
Then you'll think it's just a bunch of people here for a fair or a carnival.
那真的要收割他们灵魂，好像网要抓鱼抓不住。
But to really penetrate to their spirit, it seems like it's like a net that can't catch anything.
所以只有后勤准备是不够的。
To just prepare logistically is not enough.
那还需要有属灵的准备。
So you should also have spiritual preparation.
这个属灵的准备就是要祷告。
The spiritual preparation means that you must pray.
要为这一次的我们的诗歌布道祷告。
And that is, we must pray especially for this musical evangelical service.
求神的灵确实能够感动那些来的朋友。
That is, having God move the hearts of those we bring to church.
在很短的这个正道里面能够打进他们的心。
And in this short sermon, that the words can hit or attack their heart or cut their heart.
把生命的道真的播到他们心里面。
To be really able to impart this words of life into their hearts.
如果能够打动他们的心，他们就会再回来。
And if they can be affected spiritually, they will come back.
如果没有办法打动他们的心，很多的诗歌、很多的音乐会都是一样，听得很高兴他不会再回来。
If you're not able to move their hearts and just listen to the music, they won't return.
那诗歌也是一样啊。
And that is the same with psalms and hymns.
诗歌有美感，也有灵感。
Hymns have a very beautiful, it gives off a beautiful feeling and a spiritual feeling.
啊，美感是用练的。
And this beautiful feeling that it gives off is from practice.
所以唱诗班要练。
So that is why a choir must practice.
但是很多在世俗上的这个合唱团也唱得很美。
But then you see in the secular world that the choir sing very well.
那差在哪里？
But what is the difference?
差在灵感。
And the difference is the spiritual aspect.
就是人听了歌以后能够心被恩感来歌颂神。
If man listens to songs from or hymns, they're moved in the heart, then that is where the presence of God is.
那这个需要有圣灵运行。
And this is where this Holy Spirit must be present.
所以有一次北美的一个教会啊，他啊请了一团这个合唱团。
Well, there was once a North American choir that was invited to sing.
从这个台湾的山地的教会请来。
Or rather, they were invited from the mountainous areas in Taiwan.
每天早上他们就是进食祷告。
And every morning they had prayed, fasted and prayed.
那么他在那个教会停留两个周末。
And then they were actually stationed there for 2 weeks.
那第二个周末灵恩会完的圣餐礼的献诗，也就是这个唱诗班的献诗。
After the second week in which the spiritual convocation had concluded, this choir was assigned to sing.
每个人都流眼泪。
And everybody had teared.
那个诗歌确实是感动人。
Those spiritual hymns were so moving to everyone.
为什么？
Why?
因为那里有灵感。
That is because the spiritual aspect is there.
不只是美感。
It is not just the aesthetic or the beauty of it.
所以我们教会啊，对圣工的准备哈，有后勤的准备，但是属灵的准备一样重要。
In church work preparation, there is the preparation in logistics and also the spiritual aspect.
那这样我们流泪撒种才能够欢呼收割。
That is how we can bear seed for sowing and bring joy in the sheaves with it.
所以我们在这个七月四号的布道会之前，我们大家关心教会的，一定要为这件事情好好的祷告。
In preparation for July 4th, we as a church should pray spiritually for this.
让我们开完这一次能够欢呼收割。
And after we have this event, then we can experience joy.
唱诗。
Let's please sing a hymn.
406首。
Please sing 406.
我们现在最后来祷告。
And we're all going to pray.
每一个人有需要都可以来寻求神。
And everyone who needs can come to search and find God.
这首赞美诗说，我必须要告诉主耶稣。
This hymn says, I must tell Jesus.
我没有办法承担我自己的担子。
I cannot bear my burdens alone.
求主耶稣告诉他。
And may God tell him.
那主耶稣可以帮忙我。
And that God can help me.
在我们的祷告当中来交托我们的困难。
And so in our prayers, let's give our burdens to God.
那我们最后祷告也为着我们七月四号的布道会祷告。
And in our prayers, let's pray for this July 4th evangelical service.
也为一些来到教会的慕道朋友祷告。
And please pray for those friends who come.
求主开他们的心，让我们能够听得懂道理来接受救恩。
That the Lord can open their hearts and that they can receive the salvation.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.